Hey, tea lovers. This is your host, Dee, and you're listening to the Tea with Dee podcast, the show that teaches you how to recover, regain, and relive. Diving into inner child healing, self-love, codependency, and trauma, the podcast for people who are looking to find their true, authentic self. Join me on the journey to live our best lives. Now let's get to the episode. Welcome back, tea lovers, to another episode of Tea with Dee. Today, I'm going to be talking about the subject of never giving up, embracing growth through life challenges. Okay, where do I even begin? I'm like trying to think of how I should start today's podcast. So much has happened since my last episode. I needed a break. I needed to kind of recoup. And I'm so glad I did because I feel energized. I feel more at peace. I feel just ready to share what's been happening in my life with everyone, and hopefully it gives you perspective and you learn something from it. So with that being said, let's dive right in. Okay, so one thing that I've learned about myself throughout my 27 years of living is I refuse to give up. At one point, I used to give up on myself a lot. I think that comes from maybe childhood trauma. Maybe it was just working on my inner child healing. I felt like everything was happening one thing after another, and I could never get inside my own lane and focus on myself. I always had external factors. I paid attention to the noise, and it was really hard for me to dial in and just lock in on me. I was too worried about everyone else. Until this year, I feel like everything shifted. I was very intentional about what I wanted to do for myself within 2024, what I wanted to accomplish, who I wanted to be, and so on. And so I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how I've had several challenges in 2024, and I'm really proud of the growth and the perspective I learned through them, and hopefully it inspires you to not give up. So the first things first, okay? So my car, okay? So I've had my car that I did have since I was in high school. My first car was a black Infiniti SUV. It was gorgeous. I totally got in a car accident and it wasn't my fault. So love that, but it totaled the car. So my dad purchased me my Jeep. I had a Jeep Patriot. And if anyone knows what a Jeep Patriot looks like, I think it was I think it was created, or the model was like 2012. So I had CD, like a CD player in it still. There was not a lot of, There was not a lot of like fun gadgets and things like that. There was not a lot of bells and whistles. That's the word I'm looking for. But you know, it was a car. It was a great car. I mean, I had it since I was a junior year in high school. And so it lasted me a long time. It never broke down on me. It was just an amazing car. And it was really sentimental to me, especially after my dad passed away in 2019, because it just felt like so precious. Like that was a gift my dad gave me. It just felt so sentimental. And I'm getting emotional right now because that car held a lot of weight for me, a lot of memories. And I'm crying also because it was paid off. So I didn't have a car payment, which was amazing. But it just was so special to me. And it felt like it was like tied to my dad. There was still something there. And so recently, about 2 weeks ago, I was driving on the freeway and I was getting off the freeway because I had a doctor's appointment. And my doctor's appointment was for a pap smear. And I could go into that too. I hate hospitals. And I honestly have a fear of checkups. I do them, but I have a fear of them because my dad got sick. Like my dad passed away from cancer, and I'm just always scared I'm going to hear something. And especially pap smear, it's for cervical cancer screening. And so that just already triggers me a lot. I hate elevators, and that's another thing. So it's just adding on to the list, right? But perspective, like I'd rather do the things that I need to get done. I'd rather go get the test done, know for sure, be safe of mind than wonder what if and brush it under the rug, right? So I was like, I'm going to make it to this pap smear appointment. Well, driving, getting off the freeway, and there was a car that swerved over three left from the left lane all the way to the right to get off, and just totally swerved in front of the car in front of me. The car in front of me brake checked super hard, and so I brake checked, but my car was an older car, so it wasn't like the new additions where it was gonna like stop immediately. And also too, we're on the freeway. So it takes a while for your car to slow down, even when you're braking. And so my car hit the car in front of me and it had a tow hitch in the back of the truck. And so their car in front of me was totally fine, but my front grille of my car was totaled, like, so bad. And it was all because of one chain reaction. Someone was being selfish or someone was in a hurry, and I don't blame the person because I don't know the situation and who am I to judge, but it just was irresponsible crossing over three lanes and then cutting us off and then us having to like revert and make sure that we're okay. It was just a whole thing. Luckily, no one's hurt. And I just like kept thinking to myself, oh my God, I could have seriously been injured. The car in front of me could have smashed me, or behind me could have smashed me. I could have veered off to the left and I would have gotten sideswept. Like, I was just so in a daze, and I had a lot of adrenal fatigue. And so I was very anxious though too. So we exchanged information, everything like that. We were all okay. Everything was fine. We knew it wasn't our fault necessarily. And so I was a little bit at peace with that, but I was like, I have to get to this pap smear appointment. So my car was drivable and I called the tow truck, and luckily my mom and sister helped as well. And I was like, I still need to go to this appointment because I know if I don't go now, it's going to take weeks from now for me to get into my doctor. I need to go now. So luckily the tow truck came, everything was good, and I got to my appointment, and I was like traumatized, guys. Like, I was shaking. I'd like wanted to cry. I felt like anxious. I was nervous on top of the fact that I had to go to the doctor, but honestly, the crash was kind of a blessing in disguise because I was so focused on that I wasn't as scared. I just felt like I was in autopilot. Like, I got on the elevator, which I don't like elevators, and I sat down, checked in, and like waited there. They were backed up. So my doctor had me wait a couple, like 20 minutes over my normal time, which is fine because, you know, I understand that profession, and I needed the time to decompress and really process before I went in. But it was so awesome. My nurse was amazing, and we were laughing. He's like, how's your day today? And I was like, not great. I just got in a car accident, but I'm totally fine. And he was like, oh my gosh, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm totally fine. I was like, so if my blood pressure is really high or whatever, it's because I just got in a car accident. And he like checked it and he was like, you're good. And I was like, okay, cool. So I'm waiting in there. And if anyone's ever had a pap smear, if you're a woman, you know, you're like just sitting there covered over by like a sheet, essentially a drape. And you're just waiting for your doctor to come in. And so my doctor is amazing. I love her so much. And we were talking and stuff. I told her what happened, and she just was sending me good vibes. Like, after she shoved something in my vagina, which is super exciting, right? To check and see if I had cancer. And so that's also exciting. But she was just talking to me, and it was good, and it felt so nice. And that whole day, I just felt like there's such an importance to customer service. And I know I'm going on a tangent, but I want to tell you the story as to like where this all leads to. And so she just, before she left, she looked at me, she's like, I just feel like everything's going to work out for you. Something great's going to happen. And, you know, everything happens for a reason. And she's like, as long as you're okay, that's all that matters. And I was like, thank you so much. So I went about my day, and next thing you know, it's like a couple days go past and stuff like that. I have a rental car, and I, you know, really wanted to get a new car. And honestly, I'd been wanting to get a new car, but I just didn't have the drive, essentially, because I was like, I don't want to have to pay a car payment. Who wants a car payment? My car's paid off. It was driving. We're good. But, you know, sometimes in life, things happen and everything happens for a reason. And so I was really stressed about it. You know, I'm moving out, and this is, I'll talk about that too. But it was one of those things where I was kind of like, I journal every day, and I kept writing in my journal, everything happens for me, not to me. And like, this too shall pass, and everything is going to work out. Everything always works out for me. And lo and behold, I was able to find a car that I really like within a good budget and pricing and things like that, with all bells and whistles. And it was so crazy, because if that accident hadn't have happened, I wouldn't have gotten a good amount of money for my insurance because of it. And I don't even know if I should say this. No, it's fine. I mean, it's reality. And so I got a decent amount of money for my car because of that whole accident. And it wasn't intentional. Like, it wasn't my fault. If I had sold my car, I would have only gotten a small percentage of money from it. And so that was a blessing too. And so it was just, everything worked out in that sense. But I was sad. I was heartbroken to give up that car that had so many memories. I was sad. It felt like it seems like materialistic and maybe superficial, but that to me felt like a representation of my dad. But I know my dad, and he would have been so excited for me to get my new car. And so perspective, switch it. Like, this car did so great for me for my 20s. I had, you know, amazing times in it, amazing adventures. You know, it was great for me while I had it. And now it's a new step in a new journey, a new direction. And so through bad situations, sometimes I was really sad and upset. I didn't give up. I tell myself, okay, next chapter, let's figure this out. Let's do it. And so it ended up working out for me, which I'm really happy about. And I love my car and I feel so blessed and I'm really appreciative of everyone who was able to make it happen. So that's one story. The next story is the fact that my house. Okay, so I've only ever lived with boyfriends my whole life. I've lived with my parents, obviously, but in my 20s, when I had boyfriends, I moved out with them. And this year, I really told myself, I want to be independent. I'm single, I'm living my life. And I just was like praying for the longest time to find, you know, an opportunity for me to move out. I've had opportunities in the past when I was single in the past where like things just kept falling through. I had a situation where I thought it was going to be really great and it ended up not working out. I didn't even have the opportunity to move in because things happened and I was like super down and upset about it. But then I was like, okay, don't give up. That wasn't meant to be. It's okay. Keep pushing. Another situation happened. And it was one of those things where I was changing jobs and things like that. And I just wanted to be smarter and with my money and be conscientious. And that didn't work out. And I was kind of really discouraged and upset. And I was sad. But I took that mindset of the fact everything happens for a reason. Something better is going to come along. This is not my time yet. So I thought about it. I manifested, I prayed about it. And I was like, you know, whatever's meant to be for me will be. And I'm not in a rush. I'm just going to live my life. And if an opportunity presents itself, then it will. And so I was driving home from a speaking engagement about 2 weeks ago. And one of my good friends and I had a conversation and she had asked me, do you want to move in? And I was like, what? She was like, yeah, this situation became available. Da, 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 da. Like, do you want to move in? This is like this. And I was like, yeah. And the craziest thing is, as I was driving, I was praying, I was manifesting. And I was like, please, like, let something good happen, like an opportunity for me to really push myself, for me to be independent, for me to, you know, adult and all of these things. I've never had a budget before. I'm 27 years old. And I think, you know, everyone has ever made it possible for me to live a really nice life. But I'm 27 years old. And this is the first time I've ever had a budget. And so that happened. So it's like car accident. So I got, so first the house thing happened and then I got told, do you want to come in? And I was like, yes, I want to move in. Awesome. Didn't have a car payment yet. Then the accident happened, super discouraged and upset. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have a car payment plus a house payment. Like, I've never budgeted before. So it freaked me out. So then I was like, no, I can make this happen. If you want something so badly, you will make it happen. So I told myself, I'm still going to do it. I'm still going to push myself. And I'm really proud of myself that I didn't give up on myself because honestly, like, it's just weird. And I'll do another podcast episode about it, but it's just weird. I'm very grateful for all those other situations not working out for me, because when I'd moved back home after breakups, it was one of those things where my mom and I got so close. Like, we are best friends. She is like my person. And I'm like getting emotional. Like, I just think God, and I think every situation that led me to this point, because we just have such an amazing relationship. And if I had moved out sooner, who knows what that had been like, you know? And so everything truly happens for a reason. And I just encourage you listening to not give up. And so I refuse to give up. I just look at the perspective on everything in life. If something is not meant for me, it's just not meant for me. I just know that whatever is will find me at the time that it's meant to. So it's a lot of this episode, it's about not giving up perspective as well. Like, those things kept falling out of place. Like, the, you know, moving out and stuff like that, one thing after another. And it was like during that time, instead of being discouraged, I just said it'll come when it's needing to come. And I built so many amazing relationships and dependence in some ways and just creating special bonds. And I'm just so grateful for that. And now I'm in a new phase in my life and it feels so empowering being able to do it on my own. And I know that that's meant to happen the way that it's supposed to. And a lot of that happened because I wasn't living in a state of lack or living in a state of neediness. It was a state of, if it happens, it'll happen. And when it happens, that'll be the time it's meant to. So I like to encourage people, if you're going through a hard time right now in a rut, it's because you're meant to. You're supposed to learn something from everything that you go through. You know, I learned stuff through the car accident. I learned through the housing situations. And there was a blessing in each one of those. Also, too, like pap smear dedication, people. Like, I for real, after a car accident, went and got a pap smear. And I'm very pleased to announce that I'm good to go. I was cleared. I was negative in all things, which is a good thing. And so, feel good about that. But yeah, like, just gotta keep pushing. So, the car thing, the house thing, we love that for me. And now, I'm learning to be more independent. I'm just realizing the beauty that my mom and I got to repair our relationship. And like I said, she's my best friend. Nothing was ever a loss for me. I just realized that everything happened for me and not to me. And now I'm really excited for this independence. I'm ready for change. I'm able to say, like, I'm doing this on my own, and it's empowering, and it's just an amazing feeling. And everything is meant to be at the time that's meant to be. And I just feel like I wanted to share those stories with you today in the hopes that you recognize everything happens for a reason. So if you look back at points in your life, or if you're going through it and you're kind of in the shitter right now and you're just like, what is next? Look at the lesson within each thing. Like, what is it teaching you? What is it showing you about yourself? What can you learn from it? I learned so many different things. And so I just encourage you to not give up on yourself, because you're in this season of your life for a reason. It is for you to build strength, to build grit, to build resilience, to build characteristics and things for yourself that you have yet to acquire yet. And this is to help you for your future self. And so I just hope that anyone listening today, that you are maybe inspired on some level to not give up on yourself, to recognize everything happens for a reason, and just know that the state in life that you're in right now is all for a greater purpose. And I just fully believe that. I feel at peace now. It's crazy too. The other day I was running over at Woodward Park. If you're from the Central Valley, there's this local park where I live, and it's just beautiful, and I like to run there. And it was crazy because at one point I cried at the same spot that I was running past the other day. And it was so beautiful, and it felt so metaphoric. Like, it was just like one of those moments where the irony in this moment, like, I remember sitting on the bench crying, just like wanting things to change. I wanted to have different perspective. I wanted to grow. I wanted to stop being stagnant. And so it was just so funny that the other day I was running past my old version of myself and just so proud at how far I've come. And that's also something I want to add, is be proud of your journey, because it is your journey. And I went from the girl that used to be focused on everyone else's lane to now being in my lane, locked in, focused on me, and pouring into myself. And that takes a long time for sometimes for people to get there. And your destination is your destination. It's about the journey. It's about the life experiences. There's no time limit. I mean, we all do have a time stamp, obviously, but go at your own pace. You're not in competition with anyone. This is your journey. And I just think it's a beautiful thing. And so I just hope that you really don't give up on yourself, and you just realize how amazing you are. You're the prize. Good things are coming. This too shall pass. And everything happens for a reason. Okay, tea lovers, I'll talk to you next time.